Well, it's the 110th meeting of the Buffaloes and the Red Demons, but the 75th Hatchet game here on 2012. Garden City last year had a great conclusion to that game at the end of the regular season with a double overtime victory, 18-15, over the Red Demons, and it was a tremendous ball game. Well, every year the Hatchet game comes around, and I'll tell you what, it is thought of as being certainly one of the oldest and maybe one of the best rivalries in the state of Kansas. With me right now is Martin Segovia, athletic director at Garden City High School. And Martin, let's talk about 2012. This game always seems to have some meaning and some implications to it.
Oh, yeah. It's a good rivalry. It's our final district game, obviously. And most of the time, it determines our WAC champion as well. So this year is no different. We're definitely going to be fighting tooth and nail, the both of us, for that last district spot. Obviously, Hutchinson's in the driver's seat, and then puts Dodge City and Garden City in a position to get ourselves in there as well as far as playoffs go. And then you throw in the factor that we're 50 miles from one another, the two largest schools out here in the West. So a lot of things riding on it with that Hatchet and just community pride.
I was having a visit with Jay Gifford, the athletic director down in Dodge City, and talking about how this game became, so high energy and so high intense every year. And he made the comment, he said that he and the former athletic director, Bill Weatherly, got together and decided to move from week 7 to week 9, which really made a difference in some of the implications that it meant.
Oh, it sure does. I mean, you're holding off a lot of the anxiety and, the stress, I guess, of it all to that final game, and we really know where we stand when we go into that game, and a lot of things riding on it, just like you started this discussion out with, and I think it's a good move as well. I mean, we really like that fact that all things end right here with this ball game, and really they begin too. So your season either continues or it's over after the Dodge Garden game.
Yeah, exactly. It sure does, because then obviously the point system comes into the factor this year too as well. If we would not win this ball game, obviously the point factor with Mays in the mix to boot. So that's something else to throw in there. We talk so much each and every year about what it means to the community and to the school, to the student body, and to the athletes. But it really comes down to this: a lot of respect between these two football teams.
Most definitely, you have two very good programs, two excellent coaches on both sidelines. So our kids and their kids, I wouldn't say that they necessarily just have a distaste for one another or anything like that. It's just a big game, it's a game. It's really just a game, but when you look at all the history of things and all the families that live here and live in Dodge City and all been a part of it, there's a lot riding on it when it comes to just the total pride and involved in each community. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy watching the game, and anything can happen. Doesn't matter about records. When you get to this point, Dodge City, Garden City, that last game, I mean, you could be 0-8 or 8-0 going into this game, and it really doesn't matter. It's still Dodge City, Garden City.
Thought or two about your football team on this year. They really have done a good job from the very beginning of the year, and having a disappointing loss at the beginning, and really have progressed and gotten more experience and played much better throughout the year.
Most definitely. Our kids have matured as the season's gone on. I've watched our coach and staff do this every year. Our kids do start off a little slower for whatever reason it is. I couldn't pinpoint it to you or for you, but I know it's never what you start, it's what you finish. A lot of people don't realize that. They might write the Buffaloes off after that first game or something. But people are fickle at times, and I'll say that openly. Folks can be fickle. But I also know when we're out here on Friday nights, there's not a seat in the house. So our Buffs progress throughout the year, give them a chance. And again, it's not what you start, it's how you finish.
Boy, it's a great game, the Hatchet game for 2012. Again, it's the 75th Hatchet game here between the Buffaloes and the Red Demons. Martin Segovia, the athletic director at Garden City High School. Martin, thank you very much for the comments.
You're more than welcome, Jerry. Anytime.